It's Friday.
We gonna make it happen this weekend.
Really? What's that?
Daylight savings time.
Happy daylight savings time. Saving.
Daylight saving, not plural, time.
I'm not questioning your plurality.
Daylight saving!
Don't forget to
set your clock back.
An hour.
Fall back.
Fall back.
Better fall back.
1 hour.
An hour.
Gain an hour.
We fall back.
Okay, let's go.
It's showtime.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
It's Friday! Oh, good morning to you. Indeed, it is Friday, November 1st.
Happy holiday to you.
Yes. Yes. I get to do it. I get to play the Christmas tunes. Monroe, you lost a point.
Yep, you have
you
to.
You lost a point.
It was seconds.
Nope.
It was mere seconds.
It doesn't matter. We round up.
When the mic starts,
you lose a point.
Yes.
In fact, it should be 5 points when the mic turns on, then 1 point for each subsequent minute.
No. You're not going to change the rules today, okay?
No, I'm just saying, like, moving forward, maybe that's the rule we have to put in place.
Monroe just walked in the studio. We have a rule now because there's been too much tardiness on the show where we are. We have a scoreboard here in the studio. And for every minute you're late after the show begins, you get a point docked. At 100, we get to come up with some terrible thing that you have to do.
It's going to be really good when we finally get Monroe.
So Monroe's at 7, soon to be 8.
Yeah, it will be. It is 8.
It's 8. We might as well just say it's 8.
It's 8.
Nil for the two of us.
Yeah, which is a miracle, honestly.
As of now. Next week, we are broadcasting live from a different Harmon's location, though.
Yeah, that's going to be hard.
Right.
Yeah.
So I could see the leaderboard definitely changing sometime next week.
Probably Monroe's going to have 100 points.
I won't. I'm good when we go out to broadcast.
We once did a whole
meters.
Break where we watched you just do your makeup in the
car.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Because you know what? We had recorded the break the night before.
Right. You're right.
So you tricked me.
It wasn't a trick.
We didn't trick anybody.
We are excited to see you next week as we take the show on the road. We're going to be at a different Harmon's location each day for our family food drive. So please go to our website, mix1051utah.com, and see when we're going to be near you. What's up? How was Halloween, Jackson?
Your kids are whack. All your kids. Utah, your kids are whack. I went to the store. I was so jazzed because I was like, I'm in Davis County, the land of a million kids.
Yes.
So I'm like, I went in, I was all in. I got the good candy, the real good stuff.
Yeah.
Like Twix and Snickers. Like, I'm not messing around with no Tootsie Pops or anything. And then I got 260 pieces, like the biggest bag the store had. Yeah, I got 3 groups of trick-or-treaters last night. I'm like, you guys suck.
Oh,
and so
man.
I'm complaining about it on Insta Story last night. And I had a listener reach out. They were like, this is just how Bountiful is. She was like, half of Bountiful is like kind of poor and run down. The other half, like up by the temple, is really nice. And everyone does like chili or cider or donuts. Like, it's a big deal.
Uh-huh.
So everyone usually is up by the Bountiful temple. And I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. But then I got offended because I was like, did this person just call me poor?
Yeah, you're in the poor part of town.
I hate this.
Yeah.
I mean, I am poor, but I don't need people bringing it up to me.
Well, compared to the area that she's talking
the
about
hill.
In Bountiful.
Yeah.
Monroe, how was Halloween?
Well, I was up late. I went trick-or-treating. I didn't want to.
Okay.
Because it was really cold.
It was cold.
Good. I'm glad you did.
I thought, I'm going to stay in. I'll let the man do the dad thing and take the kids trick-or-treating because that's like kind of dad's job anyway, right?
Exactly.
Mom stays home.
So hands out the candy.
Well, my husband was like, but I've never been without you.
Oh, so he wanted you to go with him.
How am I going to tell him no?
So what do you mean you're up late, though? Like, how late were you trick-or-treating?
We were out till 8.
You were knocking on doors at 8 o'clock last night, p.m.?
Yeah. I know. I believe me. I stood back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I was way on the sidewalk, hiding behind a tree.
Last trick-or-treaters were about 7:45 at my house. Of course, the temperature was 12 degrees at that point. So.
Yeah. I mean, as soon like, I could almost feel the temperature just drop like 10 degrees.
That's not an excuse.
Oh, I
That's
was
not
so
an excuse.
Cold.
Put a coat on and go trick-or-treating.
Oh, my poor dog too. She's from Mexico.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She's not used to this.
She's not
so
about it.
She had her little winter coat on under her Paw Patrol costume.
Of course.
And she just looked at me like,
why are we here? Yeah, why are you punishing me? Like
I thought I was a good dog.
Yeah. My son Liam actually went home sick yesterday with a cough. So he wasn't allowed to go trick-or-treating last night. So I got to take Ella, which actually, I got to tell you, was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
You had him.
He didn't want to go.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, I wasn't going to let him. If I have to pick you up from school early, you don't get to go trick-or-treating that
night.
There has to be some kind of consequence for having the school call you. I would have been a pushover
but
had he, like, I would have been a pushover.
Oh,
trust
yeah,
me.
If he would have cried.
Yeah, if he would have been like, come on, Dad. I would have been like, yeah, you're right.
He's what like, oh, I don't have to go walk outside where it's cold? Fine.
He wanted to lay down.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, yeah, she is sick. Wow.
That's all these kids. Yeah. These kids all just want to lay down all day.
No, but it was just Ella and I, and we got to go just take on the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it was so much.
Making up for last year.
Yes, and this is like the first year. She's in kindergarten. She was able to run around, and she had a big smile on her face.
Yes.
It was.
That's great.
Yeah, I had a blast. And our neighborhood rocks.
Really?
Rocks.
You guys really did it up?
Dude.
That's awesome.
There were trick-or-treaters out on the streets. I saw all these neighbors I haven't seen since like we moved in.
That's crazy.
Awesome.
Because when I posted that on Insta Story that no one showed up to my house, everyone avalanched in and said it was the same way at their house. No one. So Suncrest, huh?
Suncrest was the place to go.
Everybody moved to the mountain.
Yeah, we all moved up. We moved away from
But here's the thing. You'd think the poor kids would want to get out and really, like, hit the pavement.
Right.
Start pounding the pavement, get some real candy.
I tell you another thing. I'm definitely the cheap house.
That sucks to find out.
I did not realize that till we started going, and everyone was giving out big old candy
full
bars.
How many full size did you get?
Every house.
Are you serious?
What?
I'm not joking. Like, I walked away, like, I went to Costco. I bought the mini bag.
Yeah.
I spent $16. I felt like I did my part.
Loser!
I had it. The music stopped right then as well. I walked around. I was like, oh, no, not another big size, full-size candy. Stop. Stop. And everyone was doing them.
My kids got 15 full-size each.
That's insane. It's because there's not a lot of trick-or-treaters anymore. So.
15 full-size each. And you know what? Even there was one mom that was like, hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. You guys want one, too?
What?
She gave me a bag of peanut M&Ms. Full-size.
That's pretty awesome. We are already... way over. Monroe,
okay.
Do you mind if we skip
fine.
The pocket full of sunshine?
That's fine.
All right, Jackson. Let's get to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it, buddy. Well, it's official. My Chemical Romance is back.
Yeah. Ooh.
They announced a gig in L.A. on December 20th, and it'll be their first live performance since 2012.
Awesome.
The band officially split up in 2013, so it's been a while since we've had anything from them. I'm pretty excited because I loved My Chemical Romance.
I didn't know you were such a fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, they were like gothy, you know, apathetic, like angsty teen music right when I was a teenager.
Got it.
It was perfect. Mm-hmm. It was like, I was really into My Chemical Romance. So that'll be fun. I mean, I'm not so much into him anymore, but I mean,
who
nostalgia.
Knows? Who knows what they're going
to
sound like
I'm
now.
I'm going to have to paint my nails black. I'm going to have to do real thick eyeliner.
Yes.
And just come in every day and... just look at you.
And I'll be like, how are you? I'll be like, whatever.
Whatever, man.
Whatever.
You're not my real dad.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly right. OJ Simpson posted a video yesterday in his costume.
Oh, no.
He dressed as Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
Huh.
So, you know, just dressed up as a quarterback, which weird for an old sports football guy. But I'm assuming they do these sort of things all the time. It's the sort of thing sports football guys find funny.
It's an easy thing to do. He's an old... Look, take away him being a murderer, he was a great football player. So
So, but that's the thing. So he posted this, and he's really trying to get his media career off the ground by posting videos on Twitter. And his videos are really bad all the time. So then people started taking shots at him on Twitter, and it was super funny. So one guy was like, "Hey, next year you should dress up as Aaron Hernandez. He suits your persona."
Oh.
Which is pretty good.
That's solid.
That's what it says. You could just dress normally and be a double murderer.
Oh.
This guy said, "Oh my God, he killed Mahomes and cut his skin off." And then my favorite, "Hey, look, it's Patrick Mahomicide."
Oh, man.
That awesome. Just gets roasted.
Why is he even on social media? It's just torture.
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't care. Maybe he doesn't care. He's just like, listen, you guys can get mad about it all you want. I got away with it.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like,
true.
No press is bad press.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. There's no such thing as bad. Mm-hmm. We talk about it all the time when we talk about getting arrested. So what'd you get arrested for, John?
Not that. I'll tell you that.
I know.
Double murder.
Double murder.
Why not? Weak. The Rock just bought a $9 million compound in Atlanta. It is a the main house is 14,791 square feet. It has 8 bedrooms, 12 stall barn. So I guess the Rock's going to be riding horses and stuff now. But he's going to have to get some big old horses if they're going to support the Rock.
Those are Clydesdales. You need the actual Budweiser Clydesdales.
They're the only ones. Those are some big horses. Yeah. They're the only ones that would work. A riding arena with a viewing deck.
My gosh.
So he's like basically an equestrian park that he just bought. A pool with a pool house, a farmhouse that was built in 1867 that was built for the caretakers. Now, if it was built in 1867 in Atlanta, Georgia, I've got some bad news.
Oh,
that's
no.
Those weren't caretakers.
Yeah.
Those were Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Those were absolutely not caretakers.
Uh-uh.
Those were 110% slaves. So you bought a slave house. Which, fine. It's hard to buy property in the South that didn't own slaves.
That was every place.
But, you know, just stop calling them caretakers. Right. Let's have some dignity here. And like I said, he paid cash for it. $9 million cash. He was just like, here you go.
How many briefcases?
Yeah. Man.
Well, he actually broke it down into ones, into singles, just because it was going to take longer, but it was going to be way funnier.
Way better.
Right. He had a wheelbarrow. He did that thing.
Just dumped it out.
Yeah. Dumped bags of coins.
They were dressed as minions.
So good. So why would he buy? And it's like a small town just outside of Atlanta, like 45 minutes outside of Atlanta. And everyone's just like, why are you buying a house in rural Georgia? And he was like, back in March, I visited my 88-year-old aunt. And he said, it was funny because it hit me as I was driving back to Atlanta. My life's the craziest it's ever been. And I just need a place to just get away and just relax. And you can't do that anywhere better than in a small town.
No.
Which, you know, he's not wrong.
Okay.
When I go back to my small town that I grew up in, like, it really is like another planet.
Yeah.
Everything's just slow moving. So nice.
It's like going to Heber.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same idea. And finally, Friends is going to be hitting theaters. November 24th and 25th, they're doing 8 Thanksgiving episodes.
I do love their Thanksgiving
episodes. Yeah, we talk all the time about how Friends has the best Thanksgiving episodes. Wow.
Monroe.
You really go pay for it? I mean, you can get it for free. And
I know. I'm kind of with Monroe on this one. Like, I love the Thanksgiving episodes, but I have it where I can watch it in bed.
But they might have exclusive merch, and I love merch.
You do.
I love merch. True. I love a gift shop. Mm-hmm. So,
dude, I mean, oh my gosh. When they had the Gilmore Girls coffee shop open up here.
You went.
The Luke's merch.
There you go.
See?
Okay.
See?
All right.
This is what I'm talking about. So if like, the company that puts it on is called Fathom Events.
Oh yeah.
And Fathom Events is actually pretty big. They've worked with Cinemark forever and getting like operas from the Met broadcast into Utah.
Yeah, they do cool
stuff. Yeah, they do a lot of stuff. And like, they always do big anniversaries. So, it's 100th anniversary of The Wizard of Oz or whatever. So the Fathom Events will be putting it on. There's no official count on what theaters will be doing it, but right now they're expecting to play in about 700 locations. So there's a good chance that we'll get one here in Salt Lake. So we'll see how that goes. And that is your Showbiz Beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. A new survey has asked pet owners if they ever thought about getting rid of their pets or giving them away.
Oh, yeah.
42% of us have said, I thought about it.
Absolutely.
I know you've had some troubles.
Oh, yeah. Hoodoo.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, now that he's really calmed down, he's a much better dog now. But there, for like the first 2.5, almost 3 years of his life now, it was a daily battle just to keep this dog in my house.
You know, and there's a lot of reasons why, like dogs making too much noise, like barking and then fighting with the neighbors.
Or messy or destroying things.
Exactly.
They poop in the house.
Medical needs that you weren't equipped to handle.
Uh-huh. Monroe. Yeah, Monroe's going through that right now.
Or not reacting to a child well.
So
yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Dude, what about the child totally forgetting that the animal exists, like our poor Princess Bam Bam Sparkle Pants?
We told you that.
Yeah, we told you your hamster was not going to have
John, will you please tell her what we said when she said, I think I'm going to get a hamster.
We're like, don't do
this.
What
did we say?
Your kids are going to be excited about it for a day, and then they're going to move on, and you're going to be in charge of this hamster.
It doesn't do anything.
But she's also not even in charge of the hamster.
I actually feel bad for the hamster because every day Monroe used to wake up and talk to this hamster.
I would give her a little treat, her little heart treats.
And when was the last time you gave her a heart treat?
The weekends.
The weekends.
She gets
is
it
now,
on the weekends.
And that's
now.
It.
But not daily. She got used to a certain lifestyle.
Yes,
and then
exactly.
Monroe just ripped it out from under. That hamster could probably sue for alimony.
I gotta be honest, I don't ask about the hamster anymore for fear that it's just
it's
dead.
It's probably just dead.
Yeah.
I mean, Monroe claims that she saw it last weekend.
Right. But okay. Let's be honest.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I listen to her at night in her will, okay?
Squeaking along.
Yeah.
So on this list, one of the things was like, I get rid of my pet because of things they've destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went down this whole rabbit hole of like, what do pets destroy? Like, we all have our thing that, like, a pet is destroyed. So I have today, since we are going to play The Feud!
Yeah! What is your pet destroyed?
Top 10 things your pets have destroyed.
Good list, man.
Morning
I'm excited
show Family
about this.
Feud. Here's the deal. Guess one right, and you'll be in the drawing for tickets to see Brian Regan live November 9th.
Fun.
Top 10 things pets destroy. You can call in. You can text in. That's how we play the game, 844-649-1051. Monroe, you side heavy. What's a thing a pet will destroy?
This isn't my guess, but I had a friend. Her dog legit ate the cushion out of her couch. Legit.
That's Marley and me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
cushions, pillows, that sort of thing.
I'm going to say shoe.
Shoe.
Yeah.
They like to bring the shoes down, start tearing away on those. Yeah. Show me shoes.
Really? Whose couch on there?
I can't tell you that, but shoes not on this list of the top 10 things pets destroy. Don't be looking, trying to look through.
Couch on
I'm
there?
Couch
Jackson,
on there?
Over to you.
Couch, pillow,
show
cushion.
Me. Couch. Yeah, couch is number three. Number three.
I told you it was a good guess.
Sit there and they start gnawing away on the
what
edge of it.
What dogs do that?
Lots
oh,
of
are
them,
you
obviously.
Kidding me? Oh, man. Oh, we had the worst dogs growing up.
Really?
They always destroyed everything. Hooch ate half of our house.
That's right. Jackson has a story of your dog actually eating through the wall.
Yeah, it was some sort of like massive pit bull mix or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember. But his name was Hooch because he was enormous, and he ate half of the siding off of the trailer we were living in.
That is insane.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing? With
And ate it, swallowed it, and pooped it out.
Our dog Buddy, we've been talking how we buy all these Kong animal bars or whatever, and like he tears them up within an hour, right? Like, but he'll bring down the kids' stuffed animals and carry them around. And
they're his babies.
Yes.
Yeah.
He doesn't touch them.
No.
He just covets them.
We had a chocolate lab that was the same way. He would destroy anything you put in front of him. If you left any food around,
yeah,
that was it for
Gone.
That food. It's done. But he always had a baby, and he would carry it around for like months. And then destroy it.
Oh, okay.
It was a mercy killing after a while because it was just so dirty and stinky.
I had the worst thing that's happened in my house was a bunny ate our wallpaper.
Oh, man. You've had some good animals.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the bunny. Yeah. And it would grab a little piece at the bottom and just kind of pull. And so it would rip the paper up.
Huh.
Why do you have wallpaper?
Well,
back in the day, that was a thing.
Okay.
That was a thing back then.
Back in the 80s, man. It was
back
cool.
in the 40s.
The
I remember.
Says, don't go there.
The amount of times my dog has gotten into our laundry and torn up socks and underwear.
That was my guess. Was
our old lab.
Underwear.
Underwear.
Are they? What
they
is it? It's disgusting.
Oh, man.
That smells
nasty.
The most like you.
I
nasty.
Know. My guess. Retainer. My dog ate my retainer.
Show me retainer. No, not on this list.
How about underwear? Socks, though.
Clothing, yes. Clothing
oh,
is on this list.
You know, Hoodoo has a thing.
It's a terrible game.
He takes my shoes and he'll put them in the living room. He doesn't destroy them. He just likes to snuggle with them for a second, and then he'll leave one shoe in the living room. It's like a fun game that he plays with himself.
Now, Monroe, I'll tell you, I wear a mouth guard at night, and my dog always is getting those.
Dude,
and, like, tearing those suckers
I don't
up.
Know what it is, but
so
yeah,
I'm with you on the retainer
I went back to the orthodontist, and they're like, well, yeah, dog ate your retainer. I'm like,
is that a thing?
It's a thing.
It's a thing, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Morning show, Family Feud. I got the top 10 things pets destroy. Sarah says my dog chewed our Christmas tree and fan when we went to Disney World in 2017.
Oh, dang.
Come home, the Christmas tree's just destroyed.
Way to go.
Great guess, but, oh, wait. No, not on this list. Sorry. Toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They'll get into that.
Oh, man. That's so fun, though. They get the end of it, and it just keeps coming.
Keep going. No, not on this list. May says, I have ferrets. They destroy literally anything. I had to buy a whole new couch because my one ferret by himself destroyed the entire inside of my couch. Outside looked fine, but the inside was nothing but a fluffy mess.
Yeah, ferrets are, they're a handful. They are truly, truly mischievous little creatures.
She does not love the ferrets, as I read this thing.
See, but I mean, I can't talk. I want a raccoon more than anything.
That'll destroy your house.
I want a raccoon more than anything. I know they're so bad.
I had a dog eat dirty diapers. It was a race to take them outside because he loved them.
So are any of these things a thing?
Oh, and the thing about a dog eating no dirty diapers is that the dog immediately wants to come to you.
Nice.
Like, look what I did! Give me kids!
Oh, yeah. So we now have more cats in the house since my other roommate moved in with her cats.
Okay.
And our dog, Opal, loves getting into the litter box.
Oh, yeah.
We call it Kitty Roca. It's like Almond Roca, but it comes out of the litter box, and Opal just lives for it.
Yeah.
And then she wants to lick your face. I want to kill her. I want to strangle her.
My old dog, when we had a cat, also loved the litter box. The litter box is like crack.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's so gross. Yeah.
Let's go back to the two of you. Throw out some more guesses. Top 10 things pets destroy.
They steal your food.
Your food?
Yeah.
So they just go and they take the food and they wander away with it.
Yeah, I've got a longer story that I'll share in the podcast about a pet destroying some food once.
Food's not on this list, though. No.
All right. I got it.
Okay.
Carpet.
I got to tell you, probably out of everyone, carpet is being texted more than anything. They just tear it up, pull it up off the
pee
floor.
On it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'm thinking
cats scratch it.
Right. Show me carpets. No.
What?
That's crazy.
You want to hear the list?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Monroe, someone else had a rabbit who ate the door of the bathroom. So there you go. Rabbits.
That sounds right.
Very destructive. Number 10, laptops.
Yeah.
Really?
What?
Technology.
Yeah.
I've had some dogs eat some laptops, some phones, some remotes.
I could see them chewing on the cords.
Nah, that's the actual thing. Yeah, my Alexa remote doesn't work for my Amazon Fire because Opal ate it.
Number 9, beds. They can destroy your bed.
Yeah.
They can dig themselves a little hole right there in the middle.
Yeah, or they...
What?
I had a dog growing up that peed and pooped all over my bed.
Ew.
And she hated my guts, and I hated her more.
Oh, dude, man.
She was the worst animal.
We had a Siamese cat that, like, kind of lost her mind there at the end.
Yeah.
She's super old. Her name was Simba. She was, like, 17. She started peeing on my mom's keyboard.
Uh-huh.
So
like,
it does,
like piano keyboard.
Oh. Number 8 is tables. You just sit there and start chewing away at your tables.
Ah.
Number 7, plants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Bad cats.
Oh, man. That's true. You know, I'll give the Christmas tree. I'll count that as a plant. You'll be in the drawing. Why not?
Yeah.
Number 6, car seats. I think they mean like just the seats inside a car, not like a car seat that you put your kid in. But they just, you know, inside.
Oh, yeah. You leave a dog in a car. Oh, my gosh. The leather. I'm so worried my dog is going to puncture through the leather.
Oh, with the nails?
Yeah, or scratch it.
Number 5, a chair. I had a friend who got a German shepherd and came home one day. This puppy ate the chair. They came home and the chair was just pieces.
Yep.
Gone completely.
Yeah.
Number 4, blankets. Dogs can ruin blankets.
Yeah, I've had less problems with that. They usually like the blankies.
Maybe they snuggle too much in the blankets and it still ruins them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're just living in it.
Number 3 is a couch. Talked a lot about that one. Number 2, toys. Of course, destroy all your toys.
Stuffed animals.
You leave a stuffed animal down, good luck.
That's what I tell my kids.
Massacred. It's going to get massacred.
He ate Curious George.
Pick it up.
I'm like, it's on the floor. Yep. What do you expect her to do?
And number 1 of the top 10 things pets destroy, clothing. There you go. All right, we love to do this. Make your day a little bit better. It's called a pocket full of sunshine.
Well, cheese rolling is really making my day right now. But there's this really amazing story about a canine. Okay, I listen to so many true crime podcasts, and they always talk about how they bring out the dogs, and like the dogs never find anything, right? Well, it just happened.
I feel like they find things all the time.
I don't know. I listen to like the ones where they never find the person.
Well, because you listen to Unsolved.
Okay, so this happened in Belleville, New Jersey. There is a canine officer who is just being credited for saving the life of an 85-year-old woman. Her name's Loretta, and she went missing from her son's home, and he eventually called police. So she had dementia and suffered from a lot of memory loss. So the canine sniffed her pillows and picked up her scent and ended up finding her in some leaves in the woods.
No
so,
kidding.
Yeah, so she has no recollection of walking off. She did have some minor injuries, but overall,
wow,
saved her life.
Really?
That's pretty cool.
That
yeah.
is really cool. Jackson, get to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it, buddy. All right. A few days ago, we reported that Mitt Romney had a lurker account on Twitter, and basically, he was just using it to very politely correct people when they misquoted him or something.
Uh-huh.
Really is what it boiled down to.
And he was actually, when he was asked about it, he was like, yeah, I got one.
Yeah, I did it.
He didn't even like yeah. argue it.
And then, well, that's the thing. So somebody was like, do you have a lurker account? Because there were rumors that he did.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah,
yeah.
absolutely.
Who doesn't?
I can't not have one
yeah.
because I need to see what people actually think about me. And then some reporter, I think it was from Bustle, I could be wrong about that, but she tracked down his lurker account, and she's like, it has to be him, because the account only follows his grandkids and like a bunch of Mitt Romney fan pages. Yeah. She's like, so are you Pierre Delecto? And he was like, c'est moi.
C'est moi.
So he was like, yeah, I'm Pierre Delecto. Well, so that was his online alter ego, his persona. Well, his grandson, Thomas, really took that and ran with it because he dressed as Pierre Delecto last night
so
for
funny.
Halloween.
Oh, that's funny.
It's so funny. So he had this beret, this big, bushy mustache. Mm-hmm. He wore a name tag that said Mitt Romney, but it got crossed out, and he wrote Pierre Delecto. I was like, yeah, roast your grandpa. That's good.
Awesome.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's so good. I was hoping that there would be some Pierre Delectos out there. Like, if it hadn't broken just like a day or two before the pet costume contest, I would like to have seen some pets dressed
sure.
as mm-hmm. Pierre Delecto.
Yeah.
Last year, Mitt Romney came to our family food drive.
Yeah, he showed up with a whole
Dude,
bunch of food.
That was a huge
food.
Deal.
That was
so
cool.
Maybe
we
this
got
year,
Mitt Romney to come.
Yeah, we did.
Maybe this year we could get Pierre Delecto.
If Mitt Romney showed up to our family food drive dressed as Pierre,
I would die. I would just die. I couldn't handle it.
Oh.
I would love Mitt Romney to come dressed as Pierre, or you know what? Thomas Romney. If Thomas Romney wanted to come dressed as Pierre Delecto,
you're right.
We'll put him on air. We'll let him talk just like this. Whatever
he
wants
a
to
cape.
Do.
Too that he like hides behind.
Oh, and that's yeah. fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I got dark a cape. Winged duck.
You know what? I got a cape for you, Thomas Romney. So
someone get Thomas Romney on the yeah. phone.
Find out all of our locations, Thomas Romney, at mix1051utah.com. Yeah, he wore a tuxedo. He had a beret and a sweet big old black mustache. Pierre Delecto. Brilliant. All right. Starbucks has a Frappuccino out right now called the Phantom Frappuccino.
Okay.
Oh, they did do a Halloween one then.
Yeah-ish. It's on the secret menu, and it's a menu item in Europe, which is why it's like a secret menu item here, and they already have the mm-hmm. stuff to do it. But it has activated charcoal in it to give it a black color. Well, it's got a pretty bad side effect. People are posting on Twitter about how their poops are all black now.
Oh, is it one of those?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They were like, well, I didn't expect this, but my poop's black. So I have, like, it's just person after person
oh,
after person
no.
saying, don't get the Phantom Frappuccino. There are unintended consequences
or
if you
be
do
aware.
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be
or
aware.
Or just know that you're not dying.
Yeah.
Because
like,
yeah.
that would be like my first thought. If I looked
oh,
down, I was
yeah.
like, oh, no, I'm dying. Oh, no. This
that
is bad.
Not good.
Yeah. Nope, it's just the charcoal in your Phantom Frappuccino. So right. be prepared.
Charcoal's supposed to be good for you, though, right?
Sure.
Uh-huh. We'll talk about this off air, okay? I have a lot of feelings about it. This is like just... I know it's never great to celebrate someone getting murdered, but also... Al-Baghdadi was a bad guy, so
okay.
he deserved it.
Okay.
But, so there was... They're throwing a big party at the White House
uh-huh.
for one of the soldiers, but it's not a human soldier. It's a dog soldier. So there was
what?
A dog that led
yeah.
the charge. So this dog was actually chasing down al-Baghdadi,
no
the leader
way.
Of ISIS. And like he was the reason that the military forces knew where to go. Like he was key in hunting down.
Because he knew his scent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah he, well, because they stole his underwear, probably.
We got your DNA now.
So Donald Trump is throwing a huge party at the White House to honor the military dog.
That is awesome.
Military's cute. Dog name is Conan.
So he wasn't hurt or anything. He made it out?
It looks like it, yeah. That's Trump amazing. Posted a photo of the dog along with the caption, American Hero. So he's going to get a little hero's part.
That is really cool.
At the White House. I love dogs with a job. Like, I just think they're the greatest. And finally, Katy Perry is getting sued for $150,000. She posted a photo of herself dressed up as Hillary Clinton. She went as Hillary Clinton a couple years ago. I think it was like during the election time in 2016.
I'm sure.
So she went as Hillary Clinton for Halloween, and she posted a photo of it this year as kind of like a Halloween throwback. Well, the photography group that took it is suing her.
Oh, no. They keep doing it. We got to stop this. We have to stop this.
I really do feel that way, honestly. And listen, I'm never really on the side of rich people. So, like, if I'm saying that this is ridiculous and leave these people alone, then that means something.
It doesn't make any sense. Well, you have the paparazzi stalking you, taking photos of you, and then you can't use that photo? Mm-hmm. I don't understand it.
Also, with, like, all the memes and everything, like, all the rules behind all this stuff anymore, it's so confusing. We got
to
stop it.
Well, they really just need to clarify
what we can and can't do.
What we can and can't do. Yeah. That's the problem, is that people keep getting in trouble for things that aren't technically illegal or are only illegal, but through like the dumbest channels of these loopholes and these laws. So, like, this is outrageous.
Is she going to fight it or is she just going to pay it?
I don't know. I mean, it's $150,000, which to Katy Perry is nothing.
But it could be the principal.
But, well, that's the thing. And to me, that's exactly what it'd be. I have Steve Jobs money.
Yeah.
I could have Bill Gates money. And if they tried to sue me for $150,000, which to me is just like couch
Jump
cushion money, I would fight it. Oh, I would fight it to the death.
He would pay $5 million just to win.
Oh, I would. Yeah. I would drop $10 million just to win this $150,000 suit, because it's time that somebody stands up to the bullies.
Principal.
Okay? That is a showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. Asking you to choose the news this morning. Pick the story you want to hear. Jackson's story is...
Don't mess with me. I have a weaponized attack cat.
Monroe.
Dude. The McNugget characters are back, and I'm not stopping until I get the cowboy one.
And I've got nerd news. Gabriel says, I'm choosing nerd news. Darn you, John. I always get curious about the nerd news.
Don't, though. You don't have to.
John, you've been doing your own nerd news a lot lately. I know it's a guaranteed win for you, but I think it's cheap, so I'm going for Jackson instead.
Thank you. That's my whole argument.
The principle.
Why? They're good. They're good stories.
They are fine stories.
They're great
stories.
They're
great podcast stories.
No, they're
not
great.
They are great podcast
stories.
I agree.
Let's see here. This says, hey, Jackson, I know what to do. I just got to tickle its belly, right? My vote is for you.
Yeah. Well, good luck. This cat is not messing around.
I'm traveling alone. My son doesn't have school today, but I do, and he loves nerd news. So, John, you're getting my vote. Oh, there's a give me, Monroe. All right.
Yeah. See?
Okay.
I told you there was more than one.
Let's just tally up the votes here. Jackson, by the way, well done. I mean, you came in, you were swinging today, and it was a good battle.
I can't
talk
about being sarcastic.
No, I'm telling you,
you
did a really nice job.
Thanks, man.
Because
okay.
I was 10 seconds late today, so now I'm on the naughty list.
According to the board, you were 1 minute late.
No.
John!
Good job, buddy. Have fun. Enjoy it.
Enjoy
your cheap win.
Hey, a psychiatrist out of McGill University in Canada is working on a new therapy that uses a common blood pressure pill that's going to help you forget painful memories.
You're going to erase my whole childhood?
That's my fear about something like this.
Yeah.
It seems more broadsword, like when you're taking some kind of pill.
I mean,
I know.
Listen.
Like, what if it misses?
Yeah, exactly.
And erases some good memories, and all you're left with are the bad. That's called, like, a Dementor. That would just suck all the joy out of your life.
That's a good movie.
I feel like wasn't there that movie, wasn't Jim Carrey or so? He went to some person, and they fried his brain, and he forgot.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
I thought it was Vanilla Sky, Tom Cruise.
It's a whole different story.
What?
It's a whole different story with a whole different twist. Or another pill I was thinking of is from Arrested Development. Forget me pill.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going with Temacil.
Or that.
Yeah, Dr. Fugue's Funky Good Times Band.
A new study by the Mayo Clinic found liver and lung damage from smoking and drinking might be reversible. They have a treatment that's in right now with mice, and they're saying it's working so well, humans might be next. NASA.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And what's their name? I need to get a hold of that doctor.
NASA has started planning a new mission that would bring Mars rocks back to Earth in a small capsule. The capsule, I was looking at a photo, looks like Darth Vader's helmet. And they're saying they're going to... This is crazy, though. They're going to send it out in 2026, and the rocks would get back here around 2031. We got some time.
I want one.
I know, me too, right?
Do we get to buy them? They're going to be like little pebbles.
Did they ever sell moon rocks? Was that a thing you could actually buy?
It's got to be, man.
I mean, they said they were moon rocks.
They claimed to be something like moon rocks.
I'm not sure if it was an actual moon rock, but...
And a new study has found that adding calorie counts to fast food menus has made us consume fewer calories.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But only by about 2%.
I
will pick a lower calorie thing.
I don't care about it.
I'll scan through and I'll try to find the lowest calorie thing. And then if it's around 700 calories, I'll order whatever I want anyway.
Here's my problem. You can look at it and then I see the lowest calorie one and I go, I don't want that. That sounds terrible.
Really?
The
Egg McMuffin.
You have a few of those.
That's a great option.
But most of the time, I want the 1600 calorie item that's on the menu.
Last night, I went and got the Wendy's jalapeno chicken.
Oh, yeah.
With the fried onions on top.
Yeah, how many calories was that?
I mean,
you didn't even look.
It was a lot.
You didn't want to know.
It was a lot.
Yeah. Listen, the local places don't have to, is the thing.
Right.
So Crown Burger doesn't have to. You better believe I'm not ordering a salad at Crown Burger.
I want my pastrami on that burger.
Yeah, pile it up.
So good.
Fiance Friday, we're about to talk to Bridget here, and the idea is that, Bridget's about to be engaged, or she is engaged, about to get married, and sometimes in life you start to doubt and wonder about things, and you wonder if maybe someone has something on the side, and we try to help out. In fact, what we're going to do is work with Bridget and then figure out who her fiance is and offer a sensual couples massage to said fiance, because... If you're going to get a sensual couples massage, that means you want to share with someone that you might be being sensual with yourself.
Right.
And
sensual with yourself.
Wow.
Just trying to describe this in a new way, man.
Leave it to Monroe. Monroe, what is a fiancé Friday?
You think your fiancé is cheating, so you want to put him through the test.
Yeah, at no point you're sensual with yourself, right?
I cannot make any guarantees. Okay, I'm gonna leave that for you. But that's when we have Jackson call him and we trick him.
Yeah, gonna get the bad guys
into ratting themselves out.
Why don't we just say good morning to Bridget? Morning, Bridget.
Good morning. Good
morning. So tell us what's going on.
Okay. Well, I have some concerns. My fiance Jake. Okay, I've noticed that there's some weird things happening in our bank account, and there's some money missing. And it's all done through the ATM, and we usually pay with like our check card, and because we're not really cash people.
I get that. I'm not a cash person.
No, who is?
Yeah.
Right. I know.
Cash to me actually is like fun money. I forget that it's actual money.
Uh-huh. So you just throw it around.
I do. They've talked before about how like you're supposed to have cash and it makes you like watch your spending better.
No, it doesn't.
It's the complete opposite.
Because
for
it's
me.
Not real to me. It's monopoly money as far as I'm concerned.
Way.
Yeah, I just and then I don't have a record of where I left it.
I know.
I'm like, where did all my money go?
I'm sorry.
I totally agree with you.
Okay, good.
Okay, so all this money's missing, but then I noticed that there's nothing new in our apartment. There's nothing new in our place. So I want to know, where's this cash going? I mean, he doesn't have new clothes. There's no new jewelry. There's no new, like, expensive food in the fridge. So, anyway, I asked him, and he said that he's doing early Christmas shopping.
That's fair.
Okay? Look, I know that Monroe has been doing Christmas shopping already.
Yeah, there's a lot of deals out there right now. It's crazy. A
lot of deals right now. And also, you... if he is doing Christmas shopping, he doesn't want you to find out where he's spending the money.
Right.
Because then you would probably figure out what he's getting you. So I understand why he would need cash for that.
You would see Cartier right there on the...
Tiffany and Co.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't want that. we're maybe raising the bar a little too high.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It turns out it's going to be like Walmart and right. Home Depot.
Well, Bridget, if you want, I mean, we can call up your fiancé, Jake, and offer him... the sensual couples massage and see if he's taking you or if he's using this money on someone else.
I would really appreciate it. I'm afraid to know, but I need to know. So thank you.
Awesome. Hey, Bridget, real quick before we call him, what is the name of like his best friend? Because I want to call him and say that someone referred me over to him.
Kyle.
Kyle. Awesome. Yeah. All right. I'm ready.
All right. Then we will get Jake's number next, and we will call him up. Fiance Friday, we are helping out Bridget. So Bridget's had some concerns. Her fiance, Jake, has recently been pulling out money through the ATM, which means there's no trail to where this cash is going. Mm-hmm. He's saying, it's for Christmas. Stop asking questions. It's right around the corner.
Or is it for a side check?
That's the question,
yeah,
right?
That sounds like side check money to me.
Also, if you're steadily pulling money out, you know?
Like maybe if it was once, it could be for a present, but not all the time?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm not buying it.
I hear you. Bridget, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. We are going to call up Jake right now and offer that sensual couples massage and see if he wants to take you or if there is someone else in his life. I just need from you permission to have Jake on the radio.
You have my permission. Thank you.
Okay. Jackson, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jake?
Yeah, this is Jake.
Hi, Jake. This is Jackson calling from the JJM Massage Parlor. How are you today?
I'm doing good, actually.
Awesome, man. Glad to hear that. Hey, I'm not going to take up a bunch of your time, but I wanted to give you a call. Your friend Kyle gave me your number because I just hooked him up with a free massage at our parlor, and he said you might be interested in that. Is that something you might be interested in?
Yeah, what's that all about?
So, yeah, we're a new massage parlor in town, and we're just having a hard time getting people through the door. We really want to start sparking our word-of-mouth advertising because we tried everything else. We tried the Facebook ads, and we tried billboards. We've tried a lot of that stuff, and it just hasn't panned out for us. So we think just good old-fashioned word-of-mouth is the way to go. So we wanted to give out a couple free massages, and then hopefully you'll have a good time here because we really have a great parlor, and then we want you to go tell a couple of your buddies about it. Is that something you might be interested in?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Totally free. I don't need your checking account or anything like that. The package we're offering today is our couples massage package. So you and your romantic partner could come down to the parlor. You get a 60-minute massage in our couples massage room. So you and your partner lay side by side on your separate massage tables while our team of massage experts come in and they'll give you deep tissue, Swedish massage. We even have hot stone. We do the back facials, which are like a steam machine that blows steam onto your back while you get massaged. They're so nice. So anything that you'd be interested in trying, we could help you out with that. And then we move you and your partner over to our Serenity Room, where the two of you will just enjoy an hour of each other's company. It's yours for the whole hour. We leave chocolate-covered strawberries. We have aromatherapy going, for complimentary champagne. Again, all of this is totally free. We just want you to come down and enjoy it. Could you use a couples massage package?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome, man. Cool. Well, let's go ahead and get you booked. Kyle's going next week, and so let's try to book you for something next week. It's Jake, right? I got that right?
Yeah, it's Jake, uh-huh.
Awesome. And then what is the name of the romantic partner you'd like to bring with you?
I'm going to bring my girl Bridget.
Bridget?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Oh, good. Hey. Hi, Jake. How are you? My name is John. You were talking to Jackson, and Monroe's here as well. We do a morning show here in town on Mix 105.1.
Oh, there's no massage?
They're always so disappointed. I'm sorry.
It's because Jackson sells it so well.
That's right.
There is not a massage, but your fiance Bridget is on the phone. Bridget, do you want to say hi?
Hi, Jake.
What's this all about?
Yeah, Bridget, why don't you tell Jake why we were calling him?
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I thought, okay, so there's so much money missing from our account, and I was just freaking out thinking that, you know, you were doing something with it because there's nothing new in the house, and, I mean, we haven't taken any trips, and so I, you know, they've got me convinced you're Christmas shopping. So I just want to know where our money's going.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing a little spending for sure.
Okay, on?
Myself, mainly. Yeah, I don't really know how to break this to you, but...
You might need to...
I had some buddies, stuff. You know, get me into this gaming stuff online, and it's, you know, you like...
Like Fortnite gaming?
Yeah, what kind of game? Gaming?
Yeah, you know, you kind of bet money on, you know, various opportunities.
Some people might call that gaming. Others might call it gambling.
Are you talking sports?
Yeah, there's sports involved for sure. And a little money.
You're gambling? On what?
Not all the time. I mean, you know, just on the weekends and, you know.
Can I ask, what's your sport of choice? Is it, the World Series just kind of finished up? Is it that? Is it, I mean, we're in football season right now. Is it fantasy football?
There's a lot to bet on right now.
Yeah.
There is. There's actually this new thing called cheese rolling I'm kind of hooked on.
Yes! Yes!
No. That's not a sport, though.
Have you never seen those videos, Monroe? Oh, my gosh.
Cheese rolling?
They're amazing.
What's cheese rolling?
So in the UK, they have this big cheese rolling competition. I think it's in the UK. But basically, there's this really tall hill that they roll a wedge of cheese down, a roll of cheese. They roll it down the hill, and you have to outrun it. And it's such a steep hill. People fall. They hurt themselves. They break their legs. They get concussions. It's crazy to watch. But I didn't realize it was a competitive betting.
I just,
That's so funny.
How do you even bet? How do you pick out a good one?
I Googled it. I got it right here. You can bet on, yeah, everything from the cheese to the person to the time.
It's like a big, this has been a long-standing tradition in this town. It's been going on forever.
Dude, what is it? Is it addicting? Like what is it?
Is it just because you didn't have anything better to bet on?
Right, exactly.
Are you good at it?
No, I'm terrible at it.
Yeah, well, yeah, because there's a lot of money leaving the account, but not a whole lot coming back in.
Hey, guys, fun fact, as I look here, I'm cheese rolling on my website. They've applied to be in the Olympics.
I believe it.
Really?
You got to watch these videos, man. They're so fun.
Okay. Bridget.
That's so funny.
I am so embarrassed.
Jackson, one last time for the week. Let's get to the show, Bisbee.
Let's do it, buddy. All righty. Louis Capaldi. So John and I fell in love with Louis Capaldi. He's got the number one song in the country right now.
Yep.
And he's huge in the UK. This is his first big American hit. And John and I love him because of his Instagram.
He's just really funny
just
on Instagram.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
He is John Legend on the stage, but he's Chrissy Teigen on Instagram. Like, he is a good blend of the two of them. And he says that he commented on his Instagram, which is the only reason I really bring it up again. Nowadays, you have to be on social media. That's just the way it is. I'd be using social media anyway. What I'm doing is no different to what I'd be doing if I wasn't a magician. It just so happens that every once in a while, I post about a gig I have. So really, he sees himself as like an Instagram personality before a musician.
I agree.
Oh, yeah. You guys could care less about the song until you started following this guy on Instagram.
Yeah, it's true. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. I actually thought the song was Ed Sheeran. I didn't realize that it wasn't Ed Sheeran until later. John was like, Louis Capaldi, Mix 105.1. I'm like, oh.
It's Ed Sheeran's funnier brother.
Uh-huh.
That's who he is.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
uglier, funnier brother.
Way funnier, because Ed Sheeran's nice guy.
Great personality.
A little boring. So. David Letterman apologized to one of his show's former writers for treating her really poorly. Her name is Nell Scovell. She accused Letterman of being sexist as a boss in 2009. She wrote this huge letter about what a turd he is. And he just recently has opened up about it. He goes, you know, the other night I read that piece you wrote 10 years ago. And I thought, this is so disturbing and sadly a perspective that I didn't have at the time. I'm sorry that I was ever that way. And I was happy to have read the piece because it wasn't infuriating. I felt horrible because who wants to be the guy that makes people unhappy where they work? I don't want to be that guy. I'm not that guy now. I was that guy then.
Wow.
See, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Honestly, and
such
that's all she
move.
Wanted.
Yes.
All she wanted was him to read it and know what he did.
I don't know if you've been hearing any recent interviews with him, but he's definitely been reflecting back on his career and realizing, wow, I turned into a person I didn't want to be.
There was a lot of rumors about that, though. Yeah, I remember he was rumored to be hard to work with.
Yeah.
He was a diva.
A Mariah Carey, if you will.
Yeah. Sure.
So, yeah, it's. I mean, I'm glad that he's recognizing it. It's a little late.
Yeah, but still, at least it's
something that he's recognizing. Yeah. And hopefully because a lot of people look up to him.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people that got into entertainment did it because of David Letterman. They grew up watching Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that now that he is willing to acknowledge the way that he is and his patterns of behavior and willing to make a change and owning up to it, it will encourage those people that looked up to him to start to question their own behavior. Like,
yeah.
What am I doing that is similar to that, and how can I change? And hopefully people take it that way.
I'm becoming a fan.
Oh,
I could care less about him before, but now that he's acknowledging he has faults.
Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio. It's hard when you're super famous. You can't just go out. You can't just go to a bar or whatever. But Leonardo DiCaprio decided that he was sick of that and wanted to just go dancing.
Oh, no.
So he showed up to a club. He went in the back way.
Okay.
Showed up to a club, and he and his friend hosted a dance-off in the middle of the dance floor.
Hosted a dance-off.
Yeah, it was just like a spur of the moment. Like, everyone started dancing off with Leonardo DiCaprio, and it got crazy.
That's cool.
Well, here's the thing. Then later at that club, so this is just like, no one had planned this. It all just sort of happened. So the dance club, there's a dance-off happening in the middle of the club with Leonardo DiCaprio. Billy Idol was spotted kissing his girlfriend, like, in the corner.
Wait,
so
Leo
Billy
DiCaprio's?
Idol just happened to be there also.
Okay.
And was making out with his girlfriend. No, he wasn't part of the Leo thing. It just so happened that Billy Idol was in the corner, being 100, and making out with his girlfriend. And then Paris Hilton was spotted outside waiting in line. They paid Paris. There were so many high-profile people in that club that night that all just decided to go at the same time that Paris Hilton couldn't even get in. She was waiting in line.
What club is this?
I don't know. They didn't say.
Man.
Well, now we can't get in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No one's getting into that club ever again. So, yeah, it's so crazy that they all went there at the same time.
That's awesome.
And because there were so many celebrities, like, it was like,
oh, yeah,
you can't focus in on one of them. There's just so much going on. So.
Oh, man. You're like, look over there. It's Leo DiCaprio dancing. Billy Idol making out. Oh, Paris Hilton in line.
Yeah. Tom Hanks is doing the robot.
It's crazy. Yeah. Oprah's on the floor doing the worm.
It's so
That's
strange.
Nuts. Finally, Kim Kardashian is suing. There's a makeup app called iHandy, which I don't know anything about. Monroe, have you ever heard of iHandy? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, apparently it's a big makeup app.
Okay.
But Kim Kardashian is suing them for $10 million because they used one of her photos without permission.
$10 million?
So that's the thing. Like, we keep talking about how celebrities keep getting in trouble for posting photos of themselves that they didn't take, and the photographer who took it is suing them.
Right.
Well, this is kind of the opposite direction.
But I'm okay with this because they're trying to use her brand.
They're trying to use her brand to sell their product.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's unacceptable. I think $10 million is a little excessive.
A little high. Well, who knows?
But maybe that's what they're worth.
Exactly.
Maybe that's what it was worth for them to use her image because, I mean, Kim Kardashian slaps her name on something. It's an instant bestseller.
Look at her Skims. They sold out in, 30 seconds?
Right.
Exactly. So her lawsuit states, and remember, she's going to law school, so I think she's probably filing this all on her own and doing all this herself. She said, defendant claims absurdly, as its alleged defense, that they didn't know that it was an unlicensed, unauthorized photo they knowingly stole and misappropriated was that of Kim Kardashian West, one of the most famous and recognizable women in the world, which is why I know she wrote this, because of the way she's like, she's so famous. She's so famous.
She's so hot.
iHandy even had the audacity to threaten Kim Kardashian West not to bring claims against them for their blatant infringement, or they would go after her. Bold move, iHandy.
Yeah.
Going after a Kardashian.
We'll go after you.
If you're going to go after a Kardashian, you better have a lot of money, a lot of time, and be willing to deal with the backlash because their fans are scary.
Can you imagine what is happening in Kris Jenner's mind right now?
Oh, yeah.
She's about
to own a new app.
Well,
she's about to release
she's
the Kraken.
She's about to get her claws into iHandy. And then when her daughters actually do own it and do all their makeup stuff through iHandy, they're going to make another fortune.
Yep.
Another fortune.
Mm-hmm.
That is the showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. Monroe, not only right now in the mood for Christmas, but she is also in the mood for dieting. And she was just working on a meal plan here in studio.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah, because you had mentioned that your wife really is into the Beachbody, and so Monroe's like, I'm going to sign up for Beachbody.
Is that what he said? He's like, my wife has lost
My wife has lost so much weight.
Can I say that on the air?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I was like, oh, I'm going to get him in trouble.
No, 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 it's fine.
My wife has lost so much weight on Beachbody.
John's just like, yeah, my wife is hot. I think she's going to leave me.
She's looking really good.
That's literally what I said. My wife is so hot, she's going to leave me.
What is she doing?
Yeah.
I need to know.
It came out of nowhere. She just started getting hot all of a sudden and thinks she's better than me.
And now I'm stressed about it. I was just complaining to the two of you.
And then Monroe's like, what was she doing?
Yeah.
So she's going to do the Beachbody like your wife, Jen.
Right.
So when you said to me, Monroe's over there meal planning. I assume she was like, you know, going to go down to the store, get some veggies. She's going to eat from the rainbow. Mm-hmm. She needs some lean proteins.
Exactly. Some skinless chicken breasts.
Start pulling back on the starchy vegetables and the carbs a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah.
What are you doing over there, Monroe?
No. So this one is going to start on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm meal planning for all my favorite foods for the weekend, so I can carb load.
Oh my god! Okay, this is such a Monroe thing, isn't it?
Counterintuitive.
I know.
So tomorrow morning we're having pumpkin spice waffles with hash browns.
Sounds good.
With
Sounds
five really good. Guys. For lunch.
My gosh, you're going
to
be
And
sick.
Then we're going to go to Olive Garden for dinner, and then we're going to stop at the movie theater, probably watch The Addams Family because we haven't seen that yet, get some movie theater popcorn,
candy.
Takis, and red vines.
Now,
that's tomorrow.
This is...
She's just one day she's
that's
planned.
That's tomorrow.
This is what Monroe does.
Yeah.
Like when you decide that you're going to go on a diet of any type, you first like to go
she
and
really
have a...
bulks.
Yeah, you binge for an entire weekend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't a new thing. This is literally who you are.
This is what I do. I literally.
She's an out and proud yo-yo dieter.
Yeah, she
is. Loves it.
I'm going to gain 5 pounds to lose 3. That's what I do.
But that's the problem when you do this. Is
I
just
know.
That there's a net gain at the end of it.
I know.
And then you're miserable.
I know
so
there
for
is.
It's for 2 days of just enjoying yourself, you're going to go through a week of torture.
Yes.
Is it worth it?
No. A
is
week?
It
it's going to be a month of torture. Are you kidding? This weekend's going to cost me a month of working out.
But is it worth it, is my question.
Yes.
Is it really?
Dude, for Five Guys, Cajun fries? Oh, eat the whole thing?
Because there's no stress, because you're going to start working out.
Cetabello's, a whole pizza from Cetabello's.
Oh, actually, I'd put pizza on
that's on the
there.
Bucket list.
I'd put that on my binge.
Cetabello.
I'd have that one. What do you have, Jackson? Taco Bell?
Yeah.
You get a binge weekend before you go.
I mean, but if I'm going to do it, I'm going to go to, like, Beto's. Like,
oh, you're going to, like,
yeah,
go for
or
it.
I'm going to go to, let me tell you, one of my favorite places on Earth. In fact, if I ever make it to the good place, which, let's go wrong, I'm bad place material for sure. But if I do make it to the good place, it is just going to be one big, giant King's Buffet. And I'm the only customer. And they just have everything I ever want. And it's unlimited quantities, and it doesn't make you fat. That's my good place dream.
It's an amazing
I'm
good place.
I'm just hanging out at the King Buffet, and you never get full. You can eat whatever you want, and you never get fat. That is the dream, buddy.
And surprise, at the end, it's not an ice cream twist cone machine. Mm. It's the La Quinta waffle maker.
Don't you tease us like
and
that.
And then in an adjoining building, it's just a puppy room. Just a room. And the puppies never get big and they don't poop. It's just puppies forever. Cute, clean puppies.
It's a pretty good place.
That's the good
it's
place
legit.
For me.
All right, so Monroe is meal prepping her diet.
Yeah, meal prep.
I don't think
you
we can
can't
call
it
meal
prep.
Prep. That's not what it is. But good luck. And then you'll start on Monday.
She's meal planning.
We'll see how it goes. All right. A lot of Post Malone costumes yesterday.
Yeah, it's like becoming the hacky costume.
Hacky?
I feel like
come
two or three
on,
years
that's
ago.
Great.
Well, I know, but it was like great when Rita Ora did it and she was the only one.
That was funny.
That was top-notch costuming. But this year, everyone's doing it now. Cute. It's kind of like how like 2 years ago it was Bob Ross. Like one person was Bob Ross and it was great. And now everyone is Bob Ross all the time. I'm like, basic.
You know what
yeah,
I like
basic.
To imagine? I like to imagine all these Post Malones going to Post Malone's house trick-or-treating.
Oh, man.
Just like 85 million Post Malones. And then they all at the end do a big group photo.
I want that. I want that
That'd
more. I didn't know I wanted that, but now I do want that really bad.
Now I'm just thinking of an army of Post Malones.
We should coordinate.
A Post Malone
photo op.
But it only works if Post Malone would show up.
Yeah.
Oh,
and he's
how
not
is
returning,
he gonna deny
he's not
that?
Returning my tweets or my
I
calls.
Can't, now I'm just thinking about that old like thought experiment, that problem that you have to sit down and solve. Where you would you rather fight a Post Malone sized duck or 100 duck sized Post Malones?
It's a fair question to ask me right now.
Oh man, I feel like Post Malone's like a big teddy bear.
Yeah, so like if you just had a 100 duck sized Post Malones, they'd probably just like hang out.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
Oh man, then you just get them 100 little four wheelers.
Stop it.
Duck sized four wheelers, like. Meow, meow.
Today is November 1st, which means we are just 27 days away from Thanksgiving. I know that's a holiday Jackson is a huge fan of.
I love that. It makes me mad that everyone's celebrating Christmas now because Thanksgiving is actually the jam.
Now, I am with Monroe that I am in the holiday spirit already. I don't know if it's the weather changing.
You're going to burn out. Everyone does. Everyone starts celebrating Christmas too early. And then before Christmas, everyone's like, I'm over it.
I actually pray for this every year, though. It's like, I wish I would start shopping earlier because then December hits and it's over.
Yeah.
Once December 1st gets there, it's Christmas, dude. Like, by the time you get done with all your holiday parties and everything going on. So I'm always like, I wish I'd start shopping earlier.
And you did it this year.
I've already started.
I've got six things to look forward to this month, okay?
Okay.
Number one, we're going to fall back. So you get an extra hour of sleep Saturday.
I love it.
Movies coming out this month. Terminator Dark Fate, which is out today.
Yeah, Linda Hamilton is back.
And Arnold. He's a drape salesman.
Yeah, a drape salesman, which I thought was a joke, but then he's like, no, I'm actually a drape salesman.
Charlie's Angels comes out on the 15th.
Going to be great.
I'm actually excited for that one. It looks good.
Frozen 2.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you want to build a snowman?
And the Tom Hanks Mr. Rogers movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Did you see the new scene that they just released of him on the train?
No.
So he's not on a train. He's on like the metro, metro kind of thing. And they're all, hey, you're Mr. Rogers. And then everybody starts singing the song to him.
Oh, my God. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry in that movie. I know it.
Well, just the documentary that they released, Won't You Be My Neighbor? Oh, I cried like a big idiot for so long.
The thing I'm looking forward to this month, the Disney Plus streaming platform is launching November 12th.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I got my husband on board.
Did you really?
Yeah. I was like, and it's only $12.
Yeah.
Come on, Tom. Was like, what?
It's like, done.
I know.
On TV, they've got the Little Mermaid live special, which is this Tuesday.
Yes, Queen Latifah and Shaggy.
I'm looking forward to
and
that.
And John Stamos.
As the chef.
I just want to see how he's going to do that.
I think he's going to be great because he's whimsical and handsome.
Major League Soccer Championship game is November 10th if you're a fan of MLS. Seattle and Toronto are playing. I can't believe LAFC lost. Anyways, you can catch that on ABC. And finally, of course, Thanksgiving is the 28th. Veterans Day is the 11th. National Sandwich Day is the 3rd. National Nachos Day is the 6th.
Dang. All right.
Nachos.
That's my day.
Right?
My meal plan.
All right.
Nachos.
I know we've talked about it. I know we've talked about kiddie pool nachos, making John human nachos in a kiddie pool. But I'm telling
we
laid down John down. We get the Costco bags of chips, dump that on him. A whole thing
disgusting.
Of sour cream. We go to our friends
chili.
At the 7-Eleven. We dump
the
nacho cheese and chili on him.
Y'all are nasty. Jackson, we were wrong.
What were we wrong about?
Last week, or maybe it was earlier this week, you were talking about The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hold on. Let me turn up my headphones here. Go. Continue.
And Monroe.
What were we wrong about?
Was like, he'll bring the people's elbow. And we were like, that's stupid. That's not a thing.
Is the people's elbow a thing?
It's actually a move that he does called the people's elbow.
Lame.
I know.
What a stupid name for a move.
John's not like, I watch it. I'm a big fan. I know.
It might be factual, but that doesn't make it right. That's right. You should have said
Monroe
was correct about the terminology.
Mm-hmm.
But morally, that's a bad thing to call something.
My name's John Watkins, and I know everything about wrestling.
I watched wrestling for a lot of years.
Uh-huh. Obviously, you missed a few things.
You know, I was actually, by the time The Rock came about, I think I was done with my...
Oh, that's
I'm
your
not
excuse.
Giving an excuse.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not
okay.
giving an excuse.
Okay.
I'm just sharing with you who I am as
a
person.
People's elbow, and he slaps it twice, and then he goes in for it.
I didn't know that. So I'm telling you right now, lo siento. I'm so sorry. That's what I'm telling you.
Are you recording that? Did you
Doesn't
record
happen
that
often.
For me?
I mean, we record everything.
Wait, no. I just want you to say
whether or not you get.
Yeah, we are recording.
Get it.
If you could just really quick say, "Hey, Monroe, you were right."
Monroe.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What?
You were right.
No. I didn't quite hear that. I didn't hear that.
All right.
What did you say?
Monroe,
you're
I didn't hear it, though. I want to hear it more clearly.
Monroe, nope. you're definitely excited that you're right. I'll give
you that. Imagine being wrong so often that you're super excited the first time you get something right. You're this excited about it.
Yes,
you were right. But at what cost?
There's a 19-year-old guy who's a student at Georgia Tech in Atlanta. I think they mean Georgia Tech.
Maybe Georgia Tech, yeah. It's Georgia Tech.
His dorm room window faces a building of a Fortune 500 banking company called NCR. Well, this guy's a computer science major, and he wanted to get an internship at NCR, so he used Post-it notes to write, "Hire me," on his window.
Oh.
Oh.
And NCR saw it and wrote back in Post-it notes, "Email?" And
no way.
He gave them his email, got an interview, is now working at NCR.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Isn't that an awesome story?
Yeah, I love that.
Me too. Since it's Friday, a lot of celebrity birthdays over the weekend. You guys want to play the celebrity birthday game?
Yeah.
Do I ever?
Let's do it. Oh, hold on a second.
Where's your music?
Hold on a second. I was on the wrong.
I'm not going to play a game without
together,
music.
Man. All right.
Need ambiance.
There we go.
There it is. Now the set is opening and it's all glitter and
I've got my shiny suit.
Yeah.
My microphone that's like thin.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Celebrity birthday game. We'll have to first start it off with a happy birthday to Jenny McCarthy.
Oh.
Ruined an entire generation, Jenny McCarthy.
Killed a lot of kids. Killed a lot of kids, Jenny.
Jenny McCarthy dating or married to?
Donnie Wahlberg.
I know you love Donnie Wahlberg.
She's my competition.
I will tell you, growing up, Jenny McCarthy was like one of my
MTV. That's what was that show that she hosted?
Singled Out.
She was hilarious on that show.
She was good on that. Yeah.
Well, she was a model. Like, she was very successful before she got on this weird anti-vaxxer campaign that she's on.
I had a poster of Jenny McCarthy. I was into.
Yeah, everyone was.
Yeah, Jenny McCarthy.
And then she got crazy.
Happy birthday to her, Jackson. We'll start with you. How old is Jenny McCarthy?
43,
Monroe.
I actually don't know anything about Jenny McCarthy, so that's really a shot in the dark.
I'm trying to think of how old she is. I'm going to say 45.
45. She is 47, Monroe, with
the
point.
Great work, Monroe. Great work.
Right there.
See, that was some genuine gameplay before Monroe starts playing dirty, which she will start right now.
So you're calling that gamemanship?
Yeah.
Okay. Happy birthday to Nelly.
Oh.
Is that like,
man, it's been forever.
Is that you want to take a ride with me?
Yeah.
The boots with the fur.
Is there another Nelly?
Nelly Furtado. I'm like a bird. I'll only fly away.
Away.
I don't know where my home is. I don't know where my soul is.
It's not Nelly Furtado, though. Furtado. It's Nelly. Happy birthday to Nelly. How old is Nelly Monroe?
Nelly is, I'm going to say he's right there around Jenny McCarthy. I'm going 45.
45. Jackson, we don't even need a guess from you. Monroe is directly on
40. Oh. Dang it. I was worried about that.
Yeah.
I was going to $1 her, though. I was going to go a little lower.
Happy birthday to David Schwimmer.
Hey, Ross. Most boring friend.
I heard that he and Jennifer Aniston have been hanging out.
Romantically.
Yeah.
That's the
what if it happened?
My world would implode.
If Ross and Rachel actually end up, I'll know that this is the bad timeline. I'll know that we're all getting inceptioned and we need to wake up and smell the coffee, ladies and gentlemen.
David Schwimmer, happy birthday to him. I never was a Ross fan.
I was not either,
And watching it again, to me, Ross, you can get rid of both.
He's the worst friend.
You can get rid of Rachel and Ross, and I would still like Friends.
I actually really like Rachel. Whoa.
I know you do. Yeah.
Whoa, dude. Mm-hmm. You need to slow your roll.
And so much of the show centers around Ross dating, and that's what I think I don't like, is because he dates all these gorgeous women.
Dates so much.
So, like, all of these tens, and then he just complains about them the whole time. He's like the George Costanza of Friends, except a little slightly more attractive.
You know, actually, my problem with it was, they let Ross date a bunch of people, but Rachel couldn't date anyone. If you watch the show back, Rachel never has really a boyfriend after the first few seasons.
Except for Tag.
Like, there's not a lot, though.
Right.
But he just churns them out. Yeah.
But that, I mean, product of its time. Yeah. In the 90s, women weren't allowed to date the way that they were
David
now.
Schwimmer. Jackson, how old is David Schwimmer?
Jeez. 48.
48. Monroe. Uh-oh.
50, Bob.
50. 53. Monroe with another point.
Yeah! Dude,
crushing it.
I'm on it right now.
Bummer.
I am on my A game right now.
You are killing it.
I've never been good at this game.
Yeah, you're really doing great.
Happy birthday to acting legend Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Slap him.
He's done so many
problem
things.
The problem is that he actually is a really good actor.
He is a good actor.
He is.
Yeah.
But that just...
But it's just his general personality. I'm just like...
He needs to go take off a shirt, go run around the beach.
I hate that. That's I don't what want he does. That. I'm not about that.
That's who he is.
But like, Dallas Buyers Club was phenomenal.
Oh my gosh.
He was great. And he was so great amazing. In it.
His mom was an acting coach, if I remember right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's got some chops.
Yeah, he grew up like in the acting world.
Yeah.
Let's see. Monroe, Matthew McConaughey, how old is he?
Man. Again, it's like from the same area, that same genre. I'm gonna go 50.
50. Jackson, I don't need a vote from you because Monroe got it exactly.
Man,
right.
Are you kidding me? Dude, like, the planets are aligned right now.
Again.
There is something happening.
Oh, you know what?
Huh.
Mercury is in retrograde. It started today.
That would explain it.
That's why everything's
that
off.
That would explain
huh?
it.
The bad guy is winning.
Man, there's so many more, but I just want to pick one last one, see if Monroe can do a full-on sweep here.
Ooh.
She probably will, man.
Happy birthday to Kathy Griffin.
Comedian Kathy Griffin destroyed her own career.
Yes, she did.
By beheading the president.
Yep. Kathy
Man.
Griffin.
That's not even the first time that she slaughtered her career, though.
No, she's had a lot of chances.
She really has, yeah.
Even Anderson Cooper had to distance himself. Like, when your best friend, and they were like genuinely best friends. They weren't just like TV friends who hosted New Year's together.
No.
Like, they are genuinely best friends.
Yeah.
When your best friend has to publicly distance themselves for you, you know you messed up.
How old is Kathy Griffin Jackson?
Ooh, Kathy, she's not quite 60, I don't think. But she's like... 57.
Monroe, how old is Kathy Griffin?
I gotta win it, Jackson.
You gonna $1 me?
57 in 1 month, Bob.
57 in 1 month. She's 59, which means Monroe and I both win.
Ow! Sweet! Yeah!
Ah, congratulations.
I can't respect it. You played a game. You played a good game above board. You played by, you weren't dirty about it.
57 in 1 month.
You should feel bad about that last point. You should feel guilty and dirty.
Jackson, the story is for you.
Okay.
We've been talking about the Beverly Hills mansion. I mentioned that it was for sale. Do you guys
the
remember
Hillbilly?
The Beverly Hills mansion from Beverly Hillbillies? Yeah,
okay. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. It's the most expensive.
$38 million.
That's right.
They have decided to include the $1.5 million dinosaur skeleton with the home.
What?
Oh. Jackson, you've always wanted one of those.
I do. If I ever just hit a windfall of money and I am obscenely wealthy, I really won't do a lot of crazy rich guy stuff. But one of the crazy rich guy things I'll do is I'll have a big dinosaur skeleton for sure. No question.
The fossil is more than 100 million years old.
Yep.
It's in the front window that faces the driveway.
Oh, preach in my grand foyer.
It's a dinosaur skeleton looking out your window in the front of
what?
Your house.
That's what I want.
Oh, man,
I
you
want
could put a little
anything.
Santa hat on him for Christmas.
Oh,
you
could
dress him up. I have a buddy. He's a plastic surgeon. He got himself a big dinosaur skeleton. It's a fake one, but it's still a huge. It's like 7 feet tall.
Jeez.
And he leaves it in his front yard, and he dresses it up every holiday.
Oh.
Really?
When it snows, you can like kind of fog the glass a little bit, like he's breathing on it, and write a smiley face.
That's pretty funny.
That's funny. So all you need now is
$138 million.
Yeah, but outside of that,
easy.
We're fine. You guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
The original plan for Gremlins was to use monkeys wearing masks.
But when a test monkey...
Oh, that's so scary. Oh, man.
They dressed up monkeys to play the gremlins.
Oh, that's terrifying.
But a test monkey freaked out when they were trying to, play
Put
around
the mask
with
on
it.
Him.
Yeah. That they went, we'll build some puppets instead.
Yes. Whoever greenlit that project?
I don't know, but how funny is that?
Oh, man.
It's the same guy that tried to do it on the set of Wizard of Oz.
Right,
and he's like, no, listen, this time it's going to work.
I promise, this time around.
Jerry, it's going to work.
Well, it's like, what is the name of that movie? There's an old movie. I think it's called 100 Cats. But they actually got a house and they filled it. And when I say filled, I mean in every room there were like dozens of big cats, tigers, lions, and it, like there, so many people got injured on the set because the cats would like attack them.
They're in tiny rooms.
They're, yeah, just hanging out, and it was like about this guy who lived with all these big cats, and like the everyone on the crew like got attacked by the cats at one point or another. Yeah, that's how I imagine the monkeys would have been, especially that bar scene where you need like you know a couple dozen monkeys running around ruining the bar.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Good luck ever reining them back in. Yeah. What are you gonna do? Trank them all?
I think that's just
the actor won't quit throwing its poop at me. Cut. Cut.
Well, I mean, I imagine that's what it's like working with Roseanne Barr, so.
Same exact
thing. Yeah, same thing.
Listen to the podcast Extras. Listen, and you can laugh along. Listen, it's the podcast Extras. You'll enjoy it a lot. Or something.
Or something.
Or something.
I'm glad you kept going because I was going to keep going.
I know you're going to. I was like, oh no, he's whistling.
Yeah, it's happening. No. I had to lay down a track behind you because you were floundering.
Lean in, John. Yeah. Lean in.
Lean in. Get in here. Get in here.
All right, man. Let's hear your story for the podcast extra.
Let's do it. This one comes to us from Moscow. So there's an apartment complex in Moscow. And several people called in saying to the police saying, there is this guy. He will not shut up. He's being super loud. You got to get over here and deal with this. So the cops show up, knock on the door. 59-year-old guy named Gennady Sherbakov was the one causing the disturbance. So he was sitting at the foot of the stairs when the police showed up. He refused to cooperate. He refused to answer any questions. So the officer was like, this guy's been drinking. We just got to take him in because he's being belligerent and won't work with us. So they were kind of planning on taking him in. Well, that's when Gennady, out of nowhere, grabbed a nearby cat. Now, I don't know what it means to say that you grabbed a nearby cat. Maybe there's just community cats that hang out in the apartment complex.
Maybe he had
his own cat. But the story literally says he grabbed a nearby cat, which I appreciate.
All right.
And then he picks it up and he starts shaking it to make it angry. And then he threw it at the cat, at the cop's face.
What?
He picked this cat up, just started shaking it so that this cat's all mad, and then threw it at the cop.
That is literally what the crazy cat woman does
in
the Simpsons.
That's exactly what I thought.
It's the same thing.
So the cat latched onto the officer's face, sunk its claws in.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
No one is clear on how bad the officer's injuries were, but he did have to go to the hospital, so they were obviously really bad. The cat is fine. cat can get shook around a little bit.
Slightly
cat's
scared.
Okay.
Yeah.
Police called for backup. The backup arrested the guy for violence against a public official. He's facing up to 5 years in prison for it. And listen, this is a Russian prison.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not like, and don't get me wrong, our prisons here in the U.S. are horrifying,
too. No Russian prison, though.
But
Russian
prisons are like labor camps.
Yeah.
Like, they're concentration camps. So 5 years in a labor camp, especially for assaulting an officer of the state, that dude, I don't know what you were thinking, but it's going to end very poorly for you.
He grabbed a cat.
He weaponized the cat.
Yeah.
He shook it up. And then he threw it at him like a smoke bomb.
Can you imagine him in prison, like, what are you in for? I was throwing cats.
I threw a cat at cop. You tell me no be drunk no more.
All right, Monroe, what's your story?
I am so excited about this. So the McDonald's Happy Meal is turning 40, okay?
Okay.
And to celebrate, they're going to bring back their super cool retro toys, including the McNugget. The McNugget characters.
Do you remember the McNugget characters?
Dude, I loved the McNugget characters. Remember they used to sing in their little box?
Uh-huh.
They were the cutest.
It was a whole ad campaign when we were growing up that they had.
Are you guys going to be mad at me if I don't know what you're talking about?
I don't know.
Because
want you
usually
to
when
right
I
now.
Say things that I don't understand from your childhood, you get mad.
You know what? I feel sorry for you that you missed out on the McNugget.
I know.
McNuggets.
And
that's
you know
fine.
What?
As long as you're not mad.
We're going to go down this YouTube hole right now so all you right. can see the McNugget characters because they are super great. But they're bringing back those. They're also bringing back like 17 other classic Happy Meal toys.
They bringing back the Power Rangers?
Yes.
Yes.
What about the Beanie Babies?
Yes.
Really?
Like, yes. And some of these like sell for big bucks on eBay. So some of the other ones are the hamburger that turns into a robot. Do you remember those?
Uh-huh.
You kind of like flipped them and they turned
into. I used to have all of them.
Dude, Grimace.
The French fries that would turn into the robot?
Yes.
Grimace.
Oh, I loved those.
The Hamburglar, yeah, the Power Rangers, Space Jam, Bugs Bunny, Patty the Platypus, Beanie Baby.
Okay.
Wow.
When does this start? Because I'm going to start collecting them all.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's going to start. It's only going to go for a few days. It's going to start next Thursday, and it'll run through next Sunday.
That's it. Oh, you got to eat a lot of Mickey D's in the next few days, John. Are
okay.
you ready?
I'm going to do it.
I know
it.
You just talked about how hot your wife is getting.
Uh-huh.
But, and that, I don't think McDonald's three meals a day is going to do you very good. But
I told you, I can't get fatter while my wife is getting skinnier.
Well, I'm sorry. How else? It's either you choose your wife or the McDonald's
dude,
toys.
I really love
these
McDonald's
toys. I know you too, buddy.
I had this Happy Meal dinosaur transformer thing. Yeah.
They have the Fantasia Mickey?
Yes.
Wow.
The Tamagotchi, the Furby.
Those are so cool.
I love
the Tamagotchi.
That's a great story.
That's for sure.
Your story should have won today.
I know
Instead
it should have.
Instead of getting two votes.
I know.
You should have really.
Yeah, I mean.
Nerd news.
Okay, I got my podcast story. Are you ready? We're talking about dogs destroying things.
Yes.
And how you can't leave anything out for dogs.
Yes.
So one year for Christmas, my mom ran a truck stop forever, and she had a bunch of employees. And it was hard. Like, we didn't have a lot of money growing up, so she had to really figure out what she was going to do for her employees for Christmas because the company didn't give them anything. So one year, she was just like, I'm going to make them candy and cookies and stuff.
Oh, nice.
And she made these little baskets. But she's not a baker, so this was like a big deal. It took a lot of work for her to put this together. And she worked all night on it. Well, the first thing she did, she made some candy, and she put it out in the pan to cool down, and then she was going to, it was like peanut brittle or something, break it off into squares. Well, while it was cooling down, my cat jumped into it, burned his feet, and ruined all the candy, ruined the whole batch of candy.
That's
so
awesome.
So she's like, oh my God, I'm gonna, like, she almost lost it because an animal ruined her candy. So then she makes like 24 cupcakes to take up to her employees. And she leaves them out to cool, and she's going to frost them in the morning before work. She wakes up to get up to frost them. Our chocolate lab had taken them all, and he unwrapped the wrapper off of them individually. And, like, he really savored it, which is what hurt her feelings more. It's not just that he ate it, because if he was just a wild animal who couldn't control his urges and just tore through them, she'd be like, okay, I left them down. That's my bad. I should have known better. But the fact that he did it one at a time and really took his time unpeeling the paper off of it and enjoying each individual cupcake. Oh, she was livid. I thought we were going to have to get rid of my dog. I really did.
That's so funny.
And also, I thought he was just going to die. He ate 24 chocolate cupcakes. He ate every one of them.
Your poor mom. Just trying to do something right. Do something nice, you know.
That's just like the story of like my family, though. We all have the worst luck. It's every time we try to do something good, it's a surprise that more of my family isn't supervillains. Because it's just like, well, every time we try to do good, it just goes bad.
Might as well go the other way. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Don't forget that we're going to have a Saturday morning cereal. It's really good. Jackson tells us a crazy story of something that happens
werewolves.
Up in Canada with werewolves, eh? So,
werewolves, eh? They're very polite werewolves, but nonetheless, werewolves.
And please leave us a review if you don't mind. Bye-bye.